Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 394 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Mike, but before we get to Mike's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Zoom. Zoom combines video, screen sharing, and group messaging into one platform that runs across any device you can think of, Mac, PC, iOS, Android, and all the stuff already in your conference room if you have one. It's fast, super simple interface, HD video. They do webinars, mobile screen sharing, cross-platform messaging. Super awesome. You can sign up for free and check it out at zoom.us/pat. Again, that's zoom.us/pat. And you can start hosting better video meetings and webinars immediately. There are no strings attached, no trials. This is really a free account. zoom.us/pat. All right, here's today's question from Mike.
Hey, Pat, what's going on? It's Mike T. Nelson here. Thank you very much for all the great information. Just recently found your podcast, and I've really been enjoying all the content. Very cool stuff. I'm just curious if you had any follow-up on, you had talked about the Muse device in a few episodes back regarding meditation. I'm just curious what you found. I checked it out. Looks like a pretty cool device for some neurofeedback training, and just wanted to get your follow-up on it. Thank you very much, and keep up the great work. Take care.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it, because a lot of people have been asking me about my meditation recently. A lot of people know that I've recently put and incorporated meditation quite heavily into my morning routine, thanks to Hal Elrod in The Miracle Morning. And my buddy Mike, he introduced me to this little device that you put on your head. If you don't know what this is like Mike was saying, a neurofeedback training device. It's literally like a headband that you put on that reads with your phone, and it gives you feedback on whether or how active or not your brain is, and it goes through some gamification on helping you do that. I won't get into the details of it, but I do use it, and it helps me because of that gamification. I used to do meditation through an app called Headspace, and I wasn't really sure if that was working or not. With Muse, I've noticed that my focus has improved over time, and I still continue to use it. I still continue to try and improve, and I like that direct feedback that comes from it, Mike. And I'm still using it. I still use it. I still love it, and I use it for 7 minutes every single morning. Honestly, I just got back from Australia, and I haven't used it for 2 weeks, so I'm kind of itching to get back into it, interestingly enough. But it is an important part of my morning routine, and I like the fact that I can tell that it's working or not. For those of you who don't know, when you put this on, you play a couple. There's a couple different apps that go along with it. The main one, you put it on, and then you do a meditation session for 7 minutes. And within that 7 minutes, if your brain is active, you start to hear rushing water and waves and a lot of sound. And then if it's not, you start to hear a lot of peace and calm and just a little bit of trickles of water. And if you are calm for a long period of time, you start to hear birds, and you try to collect as many birds as you can. Again, it gamifies it, and that's really what works for me. A few of my friends who have used this have used it religiously, and now they're off of it. They've sort of used it as a stepping stone to real meditation. Not to say this isn't real meditation, but to meditation without it, because they know and know what it feels like to actually do it correctly. And they don't need the device to tell them that anymore. I'm still using it. I'm still bumping my way up to the 12 and 20-minute mark. My goal is to get 85% calm in a 20-minute session by the end of the year. I'm still currently only putting 7 minutes into the morning, and I'm at about a 70 to 80% calm rate right now. And it has been climbing. The cool thing in terms of the effects of this is it helps you understand how to focus. And so this is really important as an entrepreneur. I think that's why a lot of entrepreneurs mention meditation as part of their morning routine or something they do every day that's really important. Even though, and this was how it was to me in the beginning when I first heard that entrepreneurs use meditation in their daily lives, I thought it was kind of woo-woo. I thought it was very, you know, they sat down with a cloak on and cross-legged with their hands kind of, you know, their middle fingers touching their thumbs and their hands are out kind of, you know, Buddhist style. And that's what I thought it was like. But no, it's nothing like that. I just sit on my couch here in my office and I put this device on and it helps me focus. And, you know, I still get distracted. I mean, everybody gets distracted. But what I've noticed, the big difference is it helps me get back into task much faster. So I've learned that when I get out of focus, I know how to get back into focus. And that's what you do when you are thinking while using this device or trying to think about one thing. And it's not about trying to get rid of all the thoughts in your head. That's another myth about what meditation is. It's not about clearing your mind, essentially. It's about focusing on one thing at a time without having all that traffic get in the way. So, Mike, I am using it. I still love it, and I still recommend it. You could check it out for those of you who are looking to understand what this is about at askpat.com/muse, M-U-S-E, and you could try it out there. And Mike, thank you so much for the question, and I look forward to seeing if you end up picking it up and what you think of it. And for everybody else out there who uses it, great job. And you know, if you are able to use meditation without it or do meditation without it, I mean, kudos to you. I'm still working my way up there, but I am incorporating it into my daily life still, and I enjoy it very, very much. So again, askpat.com/muse, M-U-S-E. Thank you so much, Mike, for the question. I really appreciate it. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank another sponsor, that is ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is awesome because what happens is if you are hiring for your business, and you know summer is a great time to hire with all the competitors on vacation, there's less competition for quality candidates, you can, with ZipRecruiter.com, post to 100 plus job sites with just one single click. And you can watch brand new candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface within 24 hours. So within 24 hours, you can find prospects for that new position you're looking to fill in your business, whether you are a solopreneur looking to expand or you have a whole business of employees already and you're looking to add more. Plus, you can instantly be matched, or this position you're looking for to fill can instantly be matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. It's been used by over 400,000 businesses. You got to check it out. It's free. It's free for you to use. ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Check it out. Awesome. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate you listening in this week. And for those of you who know, I'm back from Australia now and ready and rocking it. Find me on Periscope at Pat Flynn. I've been doing a lot of Periscopes lately, and I look forward to seeing you there. Here's a quote to end off the week from Mary Ann Rademacher. She said, "Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow." Have courage, everybody. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.